Yeah, good morning and good Arab Shabbos to everybody. So just very briefly, a thought. And Shvi, Eleven Eseir Achari, Yeshvi Haaretz, Rashi says, they were became the Yeshuvo Shel Olam, but both the Ramban and the Sforno amplifies the perspective of the Ramban, which is that these were extremely powerful people, but the bracha of Esa, the Ramban says, Beferush, the bracha that Esa received from Yitzchak, V'achar Bechad Techia, was validated in this context, and we see that despite the fact that the Chori were enormously powerful and successful warriors, nevertheless, right, that Esav was able to, and Edom was able to triumph over them. There's a machlokas here between Rashi and the Ramban, Hamakes Midian Viste Moav, that Midian and Moav were fighting with each other, according to Rashi. According to the Ramban, they allied together, but Edom, in any event, defeated them all. Tell you that Edom became a very, very strong power, but as soon as they became a very strong power, the Sforno, and again, you know, developing the Ramban's perspective here, Lifnei Meloch Melech, Lifnei Yisrael, that all of the kings that Esav experienced was before Moshe Rabbeinu came along, but Vayivishu and Melech, Vayisasef Rashayam, Yachad, Shiftei Yisrael. So again, that's the, you know, v'rav yavod sa'ir v'esachicha ta'avod, that for all of the gevura that Esav achieved in terms of overcoming, the yoshvei haaretz b'nei seir hachori, none of that could withstand God's vision for the world. And God's vision for the world, of course, was predicated on the idea that Yaakov Avinu v'rav yavod sa'ir, when in that struggle, the asymmetry of that struggle would emerge. And so therefore, you know, Lifnei Meloch Melech Lifnei Yisrael wasn't just descriptive, but in that sense was absolutely prescriptive. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.